Coming off the back of a sensational performance from the Canberra Raiders last year, was one of their stars of their team, fullback Chance Nicol-Klokstad, and he joins us on the phone this morning. Morning, Chance.
Hey, morning, guys. How's everyone going?
Yeah, we're going really well, thank you, mate. A big congratulations. It's the first time you've been on the program, but not only for the team's performance last year, but your own performance. I thought you were a sensation. And can you tell us a little bit about how you came to the Raiders, because you were playing for the Warriors and all of a sudden, just a couple of weeks before the competition starts, you find yourself there playing for Canberra?
Yeah, thank you very much. So I guess it was pretty much Andrew McFadden that got me over to the Raiders. He was my NRL coach at the Warriors that got me over there in the beginning, and he told me last year he was coming home, and by then the Warriors had sort of already told me that if there was an opportunity to go elsewhere that I should go, and so the search began, and you know, funny enough, I sort of gave up. I told my manager, told my partner, you know, let's just see what this year has in store for us. We'll just stay put, save as much as we can, and, you know, just see what happens at the end of the year. And funny enough, and within the next couple of days, Andrew McFadden gives me a call and says there's a possible opportunity to come over to the Raiders. And, you know, that's all I needed and that's all I wanted. And, yeah. Here we are.
It's amazing how things work out, because if you were there still at the Warriors, more than likely you'd be still behind Roger Tuivasa-Sheck, but an opportunity came up at the Raiders, you grabbed it with both hands, and you've excelled, and you must feel extremely confident, given the way you played last year, that you can go even better this year.
Yeah, there is a sense of, I guess, confidence heading into this year, you know, when I come over to the Raiders last year this time, I really only trained for 2 weeks at fullback. You know, fullback was my preferred position, but, you know, with Roger at the back there, back home, you know, I was just sort of covering at wing and centre and, you know, wherever I could learn my trade to try and get into the NRL squad there. But, you know, being able to get a good, you know, three you know, just over 3 months with these boys here. And, you know, it's been a tough slog. Training hasn't been easy. And, you know, in terms of individual, you know, expectation and standards and all those sort of things, I do want to, you know, get a bit, do a lot better than last year. And, you know, that starts with training. And I think, you know, our boys have trained really well.
It was a great season for the Canberra Raiders last year, making it through to the grand final, losing that game against the Roosters in a tough game of football. Have you watched the video of that game? Do you intend to watch it if you haven't? And when you did your review at the end of the season, what do the Raiders need to do better if they're to win the competition this year?
I've seen bits of the game. I haven't watched the grand final, and you know, I don't think I will. yeah, it was a tough one to swallow. We got ourselves, you know, that far, and you know, to come, you know, to fall short, wasn't easy. But you know, in terms of the review, we just talked about big games like that come, you know, consist of little moments, and you know, there was you know, a controversial call at the end there, but We had our moments before then to take that game and, you know, get the win for us, but we missed them, and you know, it was just about improving, and you know, we spoke about we haven't achieved anything, and we really haven't. You know, we made the grand final, but you know, making the grand final and winning the grand final are two totally different things. So you know, we understand that, you know, we're really proud of our efforts, but also it wasn't good enough. So you know, like I said, we've trained really hard, and you know, we've just been, you know, trying to build off what we created last year, and just focusing on the minor details of stuff.
It must be exciting too that you're retaining a number of players that have been off contract, locking in. You're building a good culture and a good club there in the nation's capital.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know, one thing, you know, I thought about before I re-signed was, you know, really wanting, you know, the squad that we had to stay together and You know, as well as the coaching staff, you know, we've got a pretty good crew down here, and, you know, touching on the culture, it's pretty strong. You know, everyone's looking forward to you know, building our own sort of, you know, memories and, you know, bringing the Canberra Raiders, you know, back into heavyweight contention.
There's a lot of Englishmen arrived at the Raiders over the last couple of years. And, of course, there's another one that's just arrived in George Williams. Is he playing on the weekend? How's he fitted in? And what's the expectations you have on him this season?
Yep. Yeah, George has, you know, come over and, you know, we've added another number to our Englishmen. But, you know, they're all good blokes, man. They get on really well with everyone. And, you know, I feel like they've got their edge, that willingness that, you know, they have to win. They have to win. And, you know, bringing George in, you know, being a halfback, it's, you know, it's just added to what we've got. And, you know, we're going to get a first look at, you know, what he can do this weekend in this week's trial. And, you know, he's quite thick for a halfback. He's strong. He's, you know, he's got that finesse. He's pretty good with his short kicking game. Sort of reminds me of Adam Reynolds, and, you know, if I were to compare him to someone. You know, obviously I haven't seen too much of him, but I'm really looking forward to, you know, building combos with him and, you know, getting around the park with other boys as well.
And how's the coach, Ricky Stewart, been for your game?
Yeah, he's been, you know, sensational. He's, you know, obviously he was an elite player back in his day, and, you know, he's nothing more than what confidence can do for someone's game. And, you know, he brought me into his office back in the last year, and he just, you know, pretty much told me that he backed me and, you know, is every bit of confidence in me, and he just wanted me to go out and play my game. And, you know, he's always wanted me to improve and work on my craft, and, you know, as well as the other boys there too. So I'm really lucky to have him in my corner.
Has he given you a spray yet, Chance, or has he eased up on his sprays, the great man?
Yeah, he used to be quite bad, but I haven't copped the almighty spray yet, and, you know, knock on wood, it doesn't happen.
Are you, because Loz is obviously, you know, playing, and you hear the stories, and he seems like he just gets angry very quickly, like kicks the chair and he's out. And have you seen any blow ups at training?
Nah, not like that.
Well played, well played.
Nah, I've seen, you know, obviously videos and that, but he's got to be one of the most passionate people I've ever met. You know, when he talks about his past or,
yeah,
you know, the memories that he's created with his boys, you can just see the passion. Just it's in his voice, it's in his, you know, his body language and everything, and you know, it gets you fired up. And, you know, you sort of want to work a bit harder for him. And you know, I'm really glad that I'm able to play under him and be a part of the squad, because you know, what he's got going here is special, and, you know, it's raw, and
yeah,
you know, it's passionate.
When the show went down to Canberra late last year, and we went and we visited you know, the training complex, and we met Ricky and we met some of the players. And look, every club has history and every club has, you know, passion and culture of their own. But there was something special about being down there at Canberra and being in that gym and having a look up at those premiership, and they've got all the players' names, and just the aura, obviously, of Ricky and also Laurie being there. And, I mean, that must be spoken about with you young blokes coming through, that it's a bit more than just a green jersey, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You know, we've done a fair bit of, I guess, history work, if you want to call it that, on our past. And, you know, we've got the 89 week, the old boys, you know, come down and, you know, we get to mingle with them. And, man, even though, you know, they're sort of past my time, and by learning about them, you know, once you meet them and that, you're just in awe of what they've done and who they are. And, you know, it's, I wouldn't call it intimidating, but it's, you're just sort of starstruck, I guess, you know, sort of what they've created for the green jersey and the legacy they've left behind. And, you know, Stuck talks about that, but he really wants us to, you know, create our own legacy, our own memories, so that we can look back on what our squad has done. But, man, it's pretty cool that, you know, we have legends like that always floating in and out of the club.
Yeah, it's great that you can own your own little piece of Raiders history, and hopefully you can go one better this season. But early in the week, Chance, some sad news for the Canberra Raiders. One of their founding fathers and the inaugural coach of the Canberra Raiders, Don Ferner, passed away. And I know you wouldn't have known Don that well. I don't know whether you've met Don, but you certainly know Don, his son, Don Jr., is the CEO of the club down there. He made a big impact on the Canberra Raiders, and I'm sure that the Raiders would like to honour him throughout the year with some strong performances.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we touched on what he's done for the club, and you know, he was one of the first coaches, and you know, really brought the Canberra Raiders onto the scene. And you know, it's not nice, you know, for anyone, you know, having to go through that loss, and in particular someone who's played such a big part for the club. So, you know, I'm sure a lot of our performances this year, well, every performance this year will be dedicated to the life that he had, and, you know, just really trying to, I guess, commemorate everything that he's done for us.
Yeah, and I'm sure you'll honour his memory in the best possible fashion, and that is to play some really good football and hopefully go one step better than what you did last year. It's our pleasure to have you on the program, Chance. It's our first time. We wish you all the best for the season ahead. Continue your great form, and we look forward to chatting to you throughout the year.
No, thanks, team.